Hello, here are the headlines. A 16-year-old suffered severe burns to his arm after receiving an 11,000-volt shock during a suspected copper cabling raid. The teenager was treated for burns at the specialist unit at Sheffield General Hospital before being released. Humberside Police has issued a warning of the dangers of tampering with electrical substations and are currently looking into the high rate of metal thefts in the area. £150,000 of taxpayer money could be saved if a proposed North East Lincolnshire Council restructure is approved. The restructure will cut two executive directors from the current management team. The plans are set to be approved at a full council meeting on April 14th at Cleethorpes Town Hall. By 2014, £300,000 a year is expected to be saved. It has been revealed that former Grimsby Institute principal Daniel Khan received a £100,000 payoff when he resigned in February last year. There were concerns that if Professor Khan had stayed at the Institute, other members of senior management would have walked out. This was stated in a letter from the Institute to the Skills and Funding Agency, which was leaked to the Grimsby Telegraph. At the time, Professor Khan offered to resign on terms that were in the best interests of the Institute. Almost £10,000 has been raised in memory of Humberston schoolgirl Laura McPhee, who passed away following an asthma attack. Laura's family set up a memorial fund in her name just 8 weeks ago and are overwhelmed by the response. The money raised will go to Grimsby Hospital's Rainforest Ward. Whitgift School is set to become an academy from September 1st once it gains the approval of the government's Academy Conversion Board next week. The change to academy status will mean the school is no longer under threat of closure from the local authority. However, for other schools in the area, their futures are still uncertain. Council chiefs are looking into complex issues surrounding those schools. You can find out more about these stories by visiting www.thisisgrimsby.co.uk.